12 Steps for the Marketing at the Clayton Yoga Teacher Training Program. The first step to get started with is the essay for the passionate why. So the most important thing is to feel comfortable with your qualities, your values, what you want to put out there, who you want to be, what makes you feel inspired and wanting to go bigger and better for higher things, and stand with your 2 feet on the ground. So one of the greatest gifts that life gives us is the ability to earn for ourselves what it is we want to create, because then it'll stick and it'll last. If we're given things or we take things, God forbid, that's not the quality of the energy. So what we want to do is give back to the universe and say thank you for all the gifts we've received. And we do that by standing our own 2 feet and saying, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to go. And that's how we get to the first stage of our ladder of success. The next step on the marketing plan is to put together your hero. So this is the person or thing in your life that inspires you, somebody that does acts of kindness, acts of goodness, acts of service, somebody that's taken life from no place and nowhere and built something really great because they had a heart and a soul and that God ignited and they knew they could do it and they were lit up. So that's coming from a place inside. I don't know where it comes from. Sometimes it comes from memories, from childhood, from upbringing, past lives, who knows? But I do believe that 75% of it, we generate it ourselves. We generate it when we're listening to the universe and we're going in a positive direction, helping other people get ahead. So it's all about the right energy. And if you don't have the right energy, you need to go find a place and get the right energy. So about 25%, going back to that statistic of students and people that I work with, just to let you know, are not good for my business. They're not good to be around. They're not healthy. And some of them can get really sticky, and they really want to, they're determined to bring you down. They're just determined. It's like something about you just makes them so angry, and they'll do whatever they can to try to, and that's called jealousy. It's just like the green-eyed monster. So I've seen that before myself. Like, there's another yoga teacher, and I won't mention her name, but she had this kind of courage and this ability to just step in front of people and take that stance of the leader and just make money and follow her heart. And at that time, I just didn't have that inside myself. I lacked that vision. I lacked that dream. I lacked that ability to stand up for myself. And so she was a mirror to me, and she was showing me something, and I was like, God, that's rough, I mean, now I don't have those excuses like I used to, because I could commiserate with those same old friends, those people say, yeah, they're full of BS. They don't know what they're talking about. They think they're so great, blah, blah, blah. And at the bottom line is, life is for the taking and expanding your dream and rising up and saying, yeah, I made a mistake 10 years ago. I made a mistake 2 years ago. Where you're still going to hold me, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have, could have. So I work with a really top level client. His name is, right now for the sake of this little small lesson. But he said, Michelle, just remember one thing, there are no shoulds. There are no shoulds in this game. So be a game changer. And the next step on our course of 12 marketing steps, hey Alex,
hey.
I'm just shooting out some notes.
Okay.
After you've written up the passionate why essay, and then you've written down the hero and following your inspiration, is to get on board with the discovery form, to look at your hopes, dreams, and visions and expand them. Go for it. Maybe it'll take 5 years, but that doesn't mean that you should, maybe I shouldn't be thinking this way. So this is where we take the sunroof kind of off, we peel it back, and we say, sky's the limit. What do you want? This is all about you and putting yourself in the front of the line. And by the way, to produce excellent yoga every week, to keep teaching those students, you got to stay in front of them, not just in this class itself, but with your lifestyle. You got to find different ways to shake it up and make the experience explosive and fun. And having the people around you, the support system that tells you you can do it. I've seen you do things before that you weren't sure you could do, and you can do this too. So that's step number 3 of 12 steps. So after you do the discovery and the dream work, your hopes, dreams, and visions, we want to then get to the next step, which is putting together the bio. So the bio is going to lead onto the elevator pitch and the tagline. Those are just different aspects of presenting yourself and understanding the language of your customer. And that's where targeting your audience comes in. So now we're already jumping way ahead to like number 8 on our list of things to accomplish. You're going to have an action step plan, basically your goals, a couple of your goals, and how to break it down and take everyday action steps to achieving those goals. Some of those goals and action steps, you're going to break down those into even smaller bits. And that's where people get stopped, because it can take like, you know, an hour on a customer service call, and then their energy is set off and they don't feel like they want to accomplish the next step. Remember to just keep taking it small, step by step. After those 8 steps, so we've covered the passionate why, we've covered the hero essay, we've covered the discovery form, we're looking at some marketing forms there. In those marketing forms, we're going to come up with your bio, your tagline, your elevator pitch. We're looking at your dreams and hopes. We want to set new goals. We want to create some action steps. Then finally, we're going to put it all together into your business plan. Now, you've targeted your audience, you've looked at the social trends, you've done your research, you have some key takeaway handouts, you're pumped up, and what happens? The customer says, well, I kind of think I'd like to do that, but can you call me back again in 3 weeks? And you're going to get a lot of that doors, you know, closing. So keep going. Get used to the word no. There's 2 things that I love to do. I love to sell and I love to deliver. And the reason that I love to sell is because for every 3 people that say no, somebody is going to warm up to me. And then that somebody is likely to give me some good tip or feedback back about what they're looking for. Then I can go up-level my materials. And it's not about the sale. It's about forging new relationships. And when you look at it that way, then all of a sudden the sales start happening. Then when you get good at delivery and services, more phone calls come and more prospects happen. So you want to keep your prospects warm. You want to continue to follow up with the action step plan. And you want to be always saying yes, 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 yes. So I hope you enjoy this short audio on these 12 marketing action steps and have fun in this course. Namaste.
Where's my drink? My Starbucks drink.